For a long time, fashion and clothing purchases were driven by whatever was the next and newest big thing, like fast fashion by brands like H&M. But that seems to be changing. A lot of consumers are embracing used secondhand clothes. In some cases, it's considered to be superior to some of the new options at the stores. Secondhand fashion is predicted to grow by 185% in the next 10 years. Fast fashion only 20%, according to at least one retail analyst. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you buy clothing secondhand? Do you like to find it thrifting online through a vintage shop or something different? What draws you to shopping secondhand? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Nancy Murray is the Academic Director for the Kohl's Center for Retailing Excellence and a Teaching Professor of Retail in the Consumer Science Department at UW-Madison. She's worked in the retail industry in buying, inventory planning, and product development. Professor Nancy Murray joins us now. Welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, when I think secondhand, it could be anything from, you know, you're digging through a big box and stuffing a bag, or it could be a real high-end vintage store. Is there one working definition that covers what we mean by secondhand fashion?
Well, really, secondhand is many different things. A resale retailer is one that sells anything that's previously owned. And these can be both in for-profit or not-for-profit charitable businesses. They might operate as thrift stores, they might operate as resale stores, or even consignment stores. They can range from low-end to high-end. The for-profit businesses could be brick-and-mortar retailers, but the trend that we're really seeing right now is the online platforms that are for-profit, and these are referred to in the resale segment as a resale for the consumers. So definitely that is the trend that's happening right now, is that online segment.
I mentioned some analysis that shows maybe a boom on the way in secondhand clothing one way or another. Are you seeing that? Are people really getting into secondhand or used clothing?
Definitely. And more so in the for-profit resale segment, that's expected to grow faster than the traditional thrift or donation sector in the next few years. Currently, the traditional thrift and donation retail stores like the Goodwills and the St. Vinny's, that makes up about 75% of resale, but it's projected that the next few years there will be a dramatic shift, with the for-profit resale stores becoming over 50% of the total resale businesses.
What's driving this?
Well, there's a lot of different things. And any time that there's a big consumer shift, we want to look at both the economic, the cultural, and the societal influences. And we actually have all three of these influencing the secondhand market right now. Economically, the secondhand is definitely more affordable for our consumers today, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. And whenever there's economic uncertainty, more consumers will tend to shop thrift or secondhand. However, secondhand is more likely to continue through this big behavioral change that will last beyond just this economic uncertainty. Consumers are also seeing the benefit of buying better produced goods than that fast fashion. And during that stay-at-home mandate that we've been seeing, people went on a clean-out frenzy. Some utilize this as an opportunity to make some money selling their products. So many secondhand products suddenly became more available in the marketplace as well. But even before this current pandemic, secondhand products were trendy. But it's now fueled by people just not spending as much money on travel or experiences because they can't. And they're spending more money on things for their home, and they're spending more time at home. And people are realizing that they don't need as much clothing, and they're donating their unwanted items at the same time. They also have an affinity for the good old days when vintage and retro items were maybe a little bit more fun, and they're being attracted to that. And of course, we have the passion and the priority that consumers have to be eco-friendly, and they're seeing secondhand retailing as a way to celebrate that. And secondhand shopping makes people feel good. They're truly making a difference by being earth conscious. A recent study found that consumers feel almost as good about buying secondhand as they do about adopting a puppy.
Wow. That's big. We're talking to Nancy Murray, professor in the Consumer Science Department at UW-Madison, looking at rising interest in secondhand clothes shopping, thrifting or vintage or online, you name it. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your experiences and your questions. Let's go to a caller now. Bonnie is with us in Waukesha. Bonnie, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I love secondhand clothes. You know, all the reasons that she mentioned above to save the money, they're often made better. And I don't want to be walking down the street and see someone who's dressed just like me. I mean, we can all go to any of the big box stores and buy the same thing, and you're walking down the street and it's like, oh, I see they stopped at store XYZ, and oh, I can see that they went to big box store number one. Because we have the exact same thing on. If you go to the secondhand store, you have a way to create your own look and save so much money and get better quality. And I'm very lucky in the fact that I can alter things and change things. And I'm not a small person, but I can find stuff that has a lot of fabric to it and recreate it into my own design. It's like, yeah, I am not a size 10, but some of these gathered skirts, once you take the elastic off, it's like, yeah, I can make a size 16 or 18 skirt out of that. And save a lot of money.
Bonnie, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And Bonnie pointing out, hey, you could really set up your own style with thrifting or buying secondhand. Is that part of the motivation, do you think?
Oh, definitely. Bonnie is spot on. Repurposed items have been a trend. And just taking products and reinventing them into something else, retailers are starting to do this now as well because they've been seeing consumers do this. And when the retailer can also provide the backstory of where that product came from originally or where that fabric came from, that makes it even extra special to the consumer because it creates a unique product and it gives that consumer a connection to something that's more meaningful.
Thanks again for the call, Bonnie. We'll go to Ben now with us in Chippewa Falls. Ben, hi.
Hi, Brian. Love your show. I'm a long-time listener. As I'm calling you right now, I'm actually sitting in the parking lot in the Goodwill in Lake Halley, Wisconsin, about to go inside and do exactly what you're talking about. I love secondhand just about everything. I'm actually sitting in my secondhand Jeep right now. You can save so much money. All of my work clothes comes from Goodwill because I can ruin it. I work in manufacturing, and it's okay. I paid $3 for this pair of pants. You can find the most unique things, and there's just so much of it out there that's just so affordable. We just need to learn how to share a little bit better and just disperse all these things between us. We don't have to manufacture so much clothes all the time. Thank you so much.
Oh, wait, day. Ben, I got to ask, are you on the hunt for something in particular when you head into the store today? Or do you just, you know, whatever's looking good at a good price?
You know, well, I actually do this almost every Monday. I just look for what's new. You know, they replenish their supply just about every week or so. And so I go in and just look for things that appeal to me. And I really have a growing flannel shirt collection. and that's part of why I do it. You know, it's so affordable. And, you know, I'm not a guy who makes a ton of money. So I haven't bought retail clothing in probably 15 years.
Fantastic, Ben. Thank you so much for the call. Well, Ben was saying somewhat you were saying there, economics driving it, but also some style. And hey, who cares if that $3 shirt gets wrecked at work?
And Ben's like many consumers that they consider secondhand clothing or shopping the thrift stores as a treasure hunt. And some even look at it as an investment. A lot of the young consumer, the Gen Z consumers, are doing fashion flipping where they buy something and then resell it on their social media after they maybe wear it and get their picture on Instagram.
Thanks for the call, Ben, at 800-642-1234. Nancy Murray is with us, teaching professor of retail in the Consumer Science Department at UW-Madison. We're talking about the growing popularity of secondhand clothing, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you noticed this gaining popularity lately, or have you been a long-time secondhand shopper yourself? Are you a reseller online or in a store, a vintage store maybe? Also like to hear from you. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our conversation with Nancy Murray, teaching professor of retail in UW-Madison's Consumer Science Department, talking about the growing popularity of secondhand clothing through thrift stores and online resellers. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Heidi joins us in Eau Claire. Heidi, hello.
Hello.
Oh, what'd you want to tell us about Heidi?
Well, I just like to comment on the nostalgia value and also the quality of older clothing. I have four beautiful silk dresses from the 1920s, flapper style, from a family friend who passed away and worked in a dress shop near Chicago. One of them is a beautiful three-layer Georgette silk evening dress with glass beads. And, of course, they didn't have zippers in those in the clothing at the time. So it was all these tiny hooks and snaps up the side of the dress to get into it. Then I have my aunt's écru lace wedding dress suit from the 1950s, 1957. Wow. And I have had so much fun wearing these vintage items and had so many compliments when I do wear them, when I'm going out and about. And then the other thing that I have are numerous suits and dresses with International Ladies Garment Workers Union labels in them from the 1980s when I first started to work professionally. So there I'm showing my age. But they are so well made, beautiful wool jersey, silk dresses, you know, raw silk, things that you just can't find in the store anymore. So I like to look at used clothing stores for items like that.
Heidi, thank you so much for sharing it. And let's key in, Nancy Murray, on that that durability question. People point at fast fashion as kind of the opposite of what Heidi was just talking about. People aren't going to be wearing this stuff in, 2120 because it won't last that long. Compare and contrast for us.
That's right. A lot of the fast fashion items are only meant to last about three washings. So definitely Heidi's items have lasted long beyond that. And so I'm sure those are great conversational pieces when she's out socializing.
Thanks a lot for that call. Let's go to Lynn next in Appleton. Lynn, hello.
Hi. I've been going to thrift stores for decades. I go for two specific reasons. One is for jeans because they're cheap and already broken in. And the second is I'm a costumer. And you can find pretty much any element of a costume you want. If I'm not sewing it, I will throw something together from a thrift store. But they also will have, usually they'll have racks of like sheets and tablecloths and curtains that are some pretty, really interesting fabrics that you can get really cheap at a thrift store too. So I have many, many thrift store costumes in my collection.
Fantastic. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. I assume that's not necessarily driving the secondhand market, though, the costumers out there. But those broken-in jeans, I think, probably have a lot of appeal, don't they? Nancy Murray.
Oh, yes, definitely. Customers really that are shopping secondhand often are looking for some just basic items, but as we mentioned earlier, they're really looking for that treasure hunt. But you know, if everyone bought just one secondhand apparel item instead of something new, we would save about 25 billion gallons of water each year and lessen the carbon dioxide equivalent of almost 6 billion pounds and lessen 450 million pounds of waste. That's if everyone just bought one secondhand item instead of a new item each year. So it can really make a big impact on the environment.
Thanks a lot for that call. Ruth joins us next in Madison. Ruth, hello.
Hi. I just wanted to share with you about this beautiful vintage German wool hooded cape I recently purchased online. I have German-Hungarian lineage. And it was such a treat to find this cape that is probably from the 1950s, I would say, 1960s, when capes were really popular. I'm just a big fan of natural fiber. And I find that here in our northern climate, it's extremely difficult to find natural fiber that is reasonably priced. Wool or cottons are very expensive here. So buying vintage and then buying cotton and wool products online is definitely the way I like to go. Synthetics, they just feel too weird to me. Thanks,
and Ruth,
Nancy.
Is that a vintage wool cape part of your winter repertoire now?
Absolutely. I wore it the other day with a pair of boots, and I felt suited and booted. This girl is ready to go.
Fantastic, Ruth. Professor Murray, in just our last minute or so, could you talk about that opportunity to find that unique item that you're not going to just find on a store shelf, at least not in an affordable way?
Well, right. The new resale retail stores, the one that are for profit, those people are great at curating the best products for their customers. So for those that maybe don't have the time or the energy or the patience to go through a Goodwill or a St. Vinny's to find that item, the resale stores have already done that for you. And they are so much more enjoyable. The ambiance is so much better and the merchandising is so much better today. And that's why we're expecting to see those resale stores grow in popularity and grow in overall retail sales in the next few years.
Thanks for that call. Enjoy that cape. And Professor Murray, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Nancy Murray is the Academic Director for the Kohl's Center for Retailing Excellence and Teaching Professor of Retail in the Consumer Science Department at UW-Madison. She's worked in the retail industry in buying, inventory planning, and product development. For tens of thousands of students in Wisconsin, their first full semester in college has been characterized by dorm quarantines at their schools, waiting on the results of COVID-19 tests, and a whole lot of social isolation. Rich Kramer reports on how some of these first-year students have found a sense of community and the mental health risks the pandemic poses to young people.
When Mackenzie Miner moved to UW-Eau Claire's campus in August, she hoped her first year in college would bring lots of new social connections. Instead, she says spikes of COVID-19 and quarantines of multiple dorms left her leery of fellow students at the beginning of the semester.
So it was like, oh my God, I'm like sharing a bathroom with all these people where I literally like don't know where they've been. Like that sounds awful, but like it's like weird. I don't know.
Miner's dorm was never quarantined, and she says those anxieties faded with time. For her, college life has meant takeout meals in her room and online classes on her laptop. She was tested for coronavirus every other week and lived with heavy social restrictions. Miner says older students in her band classes have reminded her of how unusual this semester has been.
And they talk about it like, oh, we used to go do this when we could all be together and like stuff like that. So like there's like that little taste of like, that's what normal was supposed to feel like.
UW-Milwaukee freshman Amanda Holzer thought about canceling her dorm contract, but ultimately took the plunge and moved to the campus of more than 24,000 students. She says it was really intense, knowing it would be hard to visit home once the semester started. As it draws to a close, Holzer says she's starting to feel a sense of community on campus.
It's just been difficult, like, because obviously I can't just, like, go to class and meet people in class. Most of my classes are online. And like a couple of them are actually like pre-recorded lectures. So I actually don't know who's in my class at all.
The decision by the UW system and other Wisconsin colleges to bring students back to campus this fall was criticized by those who said it would inevitably lead to more COVID-19 infections. Early in the semester, photos circulated on social media of crowded campus bars in places like Madison and Eau Claire. For many students, being on campus felt like an important part of their college experience, even if that meant living with pandemic restrictions. But for some, the pressure of being separated from their peers has taken a toll. Sandra Cox is the director of the Student Counseling Center at UW Oshkosh. She says they've been seeing a student in crisis every hour. And Cox says students with very different histories are feeling the effects.
If somebody already had a tendency towards struggling with anxiety or depression, we were seeing that the pandemic was bringing an increase to that. But the uniqueness that we're seeing is we're seeing a lot of students who never experienced any of these symptoms in their life prior to this pandemic experience.
A study at Texas A&M University found more than two-thirds of students surveyed there reported increased anxiety this semester. Nearly half reported symptoms of depression. Researcher Farzan Sasan-Gohar says almost 90% of students that were interviewed said the pandemic has increased their feelings of isolation.
Over half of those said their interaction levels with friends has decreased, and that's a major stressor.
Robin George is a first-year student at UW-Madison. She's felt socially isolated at times. She says her advice to incoming students this spring is to leave the dorm at least once a day.
I've had weeks where it's like school is stressful and you just want to stay inside and it's just not a good mental health situation. So making sure that you're still getting outside and making social interactions, get involved with extracurriculars, that's a good way to meet people.
The students say they appreciate the COVID-19 precautions their universities have taken, and they've still found ways to forge social connections. At UW-Milwaukee, Amanda Holzer says she and her suite mates text each other the results of their COVID-19 tests every week. That's not something earlier classes of college students had to worry about, but they want to know that everyone is healthy. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.